Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There are two words in our modern day which have perhaps been surpassed by no others in their capacity for causing consternation and distress. And the words are username and password. The simple citizen approaches the gate of the digital city that contains whatever it is that he or she needs to provide for himself or herself and their family. And from behind the drawbridge and across the moat, the gatekeeper calls out his two-word riddle, username and password. If answered correctly, permission is granted and the drawbridge comes down. But if not, entry is denied. And if the castle is important enough, if the riddle is not answered correctly after the third attempt, the archers appear over the wall and from the parapets, and the threat is called out. You have displeased the master of this site. He wishes to look upon you no more this day. Get thee hence and return on the morrow. Perchance he will have forgotten your behavior and you will have remembered your username and password. And when confronted by the vast array of circumstances in which we are expected to remember a username and password, we despair. It's impossible to remember exactly what words we're supposed to recall in order to gain access to what we want. Hold that thought for a moment. Today is Rogation Sunday, the fifth Sunday in Eastertide, and the last Sunday before the Feast of the Ascension, a short season of 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are the true Rogation Tide, from which this Sunday gets its name, Rogation Sunday. The title comes from the Latin word rogare, which means to ask, and it is the same root right there in the middle of the common word interrogation, to ask into. The tradition of Rogation days begins to appear in the church calendar in the 5th century, and the development of customs surrounding Rogation Tide has developed in the intervening centuries to be different things. But regardless of the era in which Rogation days have been observed, the essence of the tradition is the same. A short penitential season, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a time of preparation for the great feast of the Ascension. In Lent, we take 40 days to prepare for Easter. In Advent, the little Lent, we take 4 weeks to prepare for Christmas. And in Rogation Tide, a very little Lent, we prepare ourselves to observe the feast marking the end of Christ's bodily presence amongst us. And the great day in which we, together with his first followers, stand in awe, watching his ascent and knowing that he is ascending to the right hand of the Father. And in doing so, he has not left his humanity behind, but is bringing his full humanity with him into heaven. He does not leave us nor forsake us. Instead, the King of salvation ascends to reign, and we reign with him because he goes to prepare a place for us too. We, his redeemed spouse, we and he are true kinsmen. When carefully considered, the Feast of the Ascension is rather breathtaking, actually. And I think one thing that is important is when Christ was first departing from his disciples to meet his passion, they were weeping, sorrowful, and afraid. When he departs from them at his ascension, they are full of joy. Very different. And so just as Advent prepares us for Christmas and Lent prepares us for Easter, so the Feast of the Ascension should not sneak up on us either. And so Rogation Tide is meant to give us space for preparation. And during this time, we're meant to approach the Lord and to ask. Rogare. But what are we meant to ask for? In the gospel for this day, our Lord teaches us again from his farewell discourse, John chapter 16 again today, saying, "Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." As you might have guessed, in a penitential season, one thing we are to ask for is forgiveness, hence the penitence of a penitential season. But Jesus seems to have more in mind than just forgiveness when he gives his instruction to the disciples. The words are, "Whatsoever ye ask, you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." And let me tell you, when we're talking about a category of things to ask for, whatsoever covers a lot of real estate. I can think of a lot of things that fall under the range of whatsoever. And this verse, for that reason, has gotten a lot of people's attention over the centuries, because the list of things that we have to ask for is long. And so we think, let's get to it, this shopping spree. And we approach our petition of God, our rogation, much like the earlier image of the drawbridge and the moat surrounding the castle of all things good, all things whatsoever, out from which we imagine we hear the request, "Username and password." And we think, oh, this again. We imagine that the username must be Jesus. We know that's right because he told us to ask the Father in his name. And now the second part, the password. Password. I want it really bad. Incorrect. Password. Seems like a good thing to me. Incorrect password. Try again. Password. I asked you a bunch of times, relentlessly. Incorrect password. Try again. It's not for me, it's for a friend of mine. Password incorrect. Try again. A whole bunch of us are asking at the same time. Password incorrect. You have entered your password incorrectly 5 times. The archers are appearing over the wall. And the message you receive, "The master is not pleased with you. Depart hence. Try again tomorrow." And with frustration, we are tempted never to return. And we think our God, and we think of our God much as we would a website that won't accept a username or password. After repeated attempts, we say to ourselves, "This stupid thing must be broken. He told us to ask for whatever we wanted in his name. We've asked for whatsoever. We've used his name. What's the holdup? Why doesn't this thing work?" This rogation tide, let us consider more closely just what is our relationship to the Father and just what does it mean to ask for whatsoever in the name of Jesus Christ. We are frustrated about asking God for things in Christ's name because many times we have asked and have not seemed to receive what we asked for. By the time he gave this instruction, even the disciples had asked Jesus for many things, but yet he says to them, "Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full." We must consider, quite logically, that Jesus was not giving his disciples nor us anything like a username and password for a shopping spree. Perhaps it's not that we gain access to all things whatsoever just by using Jesus' name, but rather it is that the things we ask for must be according to his will and character in his name. And what does it mean to ask for something in Jesus' name? We hear from St. Augustine, his tractates or commentaries on St. John, when he explains quite well, saying, "How then are we to understand whatsoever you shall ask? If there are some things which the faithful ask and which God even purposely on their behalf leaves undone, wake up then, believer, and give careful heed to what is stated here, 'In my name.' For in these words, he does not say whatsoever you shall ask in any way, but in my name. How then is he called who promised so great a blessing? His name is Christ Jesus, of course. Of course. Christ means King, Anointed One, Messiah. Jesus means Savior. For certainly it is not anyone who is a king that will save us, but only the Savior King. And therefore, whatsoever we ask that is adverse to the interests of salvation, we do not ask in the name of the Savior. And yet he is the Savior, not only when he does not, when he does what we ask, but also when he refuses to do so. Since by not doing what he sees to be contrary to our salvation, he manifests himself the more fully as our Savior. There are some things indeed which, although really asked in his name, that is, in harmony with his character as both Savior and Master, he does not at the time we ask them, and yet he fails not to do them. For when we pray that the kingdom of God may come, it does not imply that he is not doing what we ask, because we do not begin at once to reign with him in the everlasting kingdom. For what we ask is delayed, but not denied. Nevertheless, let us not fail in praying, for in so doing we are as those that sow the seed, and in due season we shall reap. This Rogationtide, as the Feast of the Ascension approaches, as the Paschal candle of Eastertide is extinguished, and we acknowledge the beginning of the Church's millennia-long wait for the return of the Savior King, Jesus Christ, let us patiently ask for all things whatsoever are according to the name of Jesus, who gave himself for the salvation of his beloved, and all things whatsoever are according to the name of Christ, King of Kings, who ascended on high to prepare a place for us, that soon his beloved may reign forever with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.